Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Football Ramble. Oh, hey, look at us popping up in your ears unexpectedly.
Surprise!
Well, we're right bang in the middle of summer. So what on earth are we playing at right now? Well, we come to you with exciting news. We've written a flipping book. We have written a book. That's right. It's available to pre-order right now. And we thought we'd take a little bit of time to talk to you about it. Luke, tell them what this book's about.
Hello, everyone.
Normally I introduce you.
Sort of bowled over by your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I've never seen you so excited, and I've seen you excited a lot.
Easy.
We've written a book about football. Listeners will no doubt be pleased to be reassured by that. We've not gone too far off piece. But it's a book, I would describe it as a guide, if you like, to the world of football through the Football Ramble's eyes. Mm. So We take in the history of the game and lots of different bits and pieces that have gone on, lots of interesting and sort of unusual happenings, but not in the sort of Danny Baker crazy stuff, but semi-serious, I would say, but told in a traditional football ramble way, I would say.
Yeah, and there are many parts to this book, of course, Peter.
Yes, I character assassinate John Fashanu at one point, yeah. So... Yeah. Let's hope that makes the edit.
It's got all your old favourites, isn't it? Let's go down that road.
I would say today's best classic... Sorry, today's best bits and classic rambles and all that kind of stuff.
It's basically me score settling against people like Alan Pardew.
We all fought for about 10 minutes over who got to write the bit about Kevin Keegan.
Yeah.
Marcus, of course, wrote the bit about Sven-Göran Eriksson wherever he pops up. Yeah. He's got his greasy bits all over it. But no, it is separated out through in sort of sections, as you'd probably imagine. And one of the highlights for me... while we're on it, was I did the referee section. So I did a bit about the history of refereeing, how it's changed over the years, and how what's expected of modern referees and how they developed as officials and all that kind of stuff. And I really thought one thing that struck me when I was writing it was that it's difficult to work out exactly how they are so good. I mean, we spend a lot of our time talking about them and criticising them, not just us here, but people who watch the game.
Heavily scrutinised referees.
Yeah, we'll be familiar with how they're regularly criticised. But we couldn't obviously get to a situation where we were able to referee a professional game, because that wasn't possible. So what I did instead is...
was it not?
I'd like to have done it. Yeah. But
we tried.
They didn't agree.
Yeah. There's only four of us and we couldn't provide the fifth official.
But as you well know, Marcus, because you were there, I contacted the Premier League referee's office and asked them what the fitness requirements were for a Premier League referee.
Yeah,
And got all the information, and I enlisted you. Mm. I'm pointing at Marcus there.
One quick question: when you phoned up the referee, could you just phone up, or did you need to make a booking?
No, I can't. You can't speak to referees individually; they're very far away from the media. Yeah.
Unless they call you over,
they have to instigate the contact.
We should have all crowded around one.
What I should have done was gone down the high street, just put a foul in on someone.
Just wait,
Did nothing. So anyway, I contacted the Premier League department, the referees department of the Premier League. And Marcus and I attempted to pass the Premier League referee's fitness test. Mm. Now, I'm not going to tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. You probably guess.
Yeah. The word attempted was used there.
But Jim and Pete didn't want to do it, so Marcus and I did it together. And we were definitely the coolest kids in the park that afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have the full kit and everything?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you see kids down the park going, Messi, Neymar.
We're going,
Ellery.
Yeah, I was going, Clattenburg. But that was probably my highlight of the process of writing it. But hopefully people who buy it will enjoy reading that, because it was genuinely very fascinating.
Yeah, that's right. Look, there are obviously many different chapters, as is the tradition with books. Jim, you wrote your fair share. International football was one, and we all love international football.
It was fun, yeah. It was actually, that was a really sort of nicely kind of like hazy, nostalgic look back at some of those sort of best games, particularly of the World Cup, actually. And we've all seen sort of bits and pieces of players like Pelé, but I wonder how many people haven't actually seen quite how ridiculously brilliant Pelé was. Mm. I spent a lot of time just sort of basically perving on what that man could do. He was just like a combination of so many of the best modern players. Just the pace, the power, absolutely everything he had. He could just tear through a defence like a hurricane, of like a sort of Tasmanian devil. And just going back through some of those games, like the game of the century in the 1970 World Cup, the final of the 1970 World Cup as well, just that tournament in particular. And Roberto Baggio. Got to think about Roberto Baggio.
So it's fair to say...
at home in my pants, professionally.
In this book, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Campbell endorses Pelé.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's a departure.
I learnt about the Hokkaido-based baseball team that also play in the same dome, the Sapporo Dome, as a football team, and they're called the Nippon Ham Fighters.
Yeah,
because they got bought by a ham company.
We very much let Pete stick to what he was good at.
I was about to say, this is just a travel blog for Pete, isn't
love
it, really?
Could I go to Japan again?
Yeah. you did, obviously, a number of chapters as well. Stadiums.
Stadiums, they're more fascinating than you think.
Yeah.
I got into a lot of polyurethane chat. Just a lot of plastic and plastic/mixes and stuff like that. Oh, mine's really interesting. I swear it is interesting.
I've absolutely no doubt it is. You're an incredibly interesting man, I would like to say. But it must have been quite enjoyable doing a lot of research about certain subjects which you're quite passionate about.
Yeah.
And also learning about other stuff as well, because this is an educational and entertaining book, ladies and gentlemen.
It was very interesting, of course. The game generally is interesting, and it was good to get it out there in another format and give yourself a bit more freedom. I wrote a bit about how media and football intertwine.
Yes.
I wrote a bit about what else did I do? I've forgotten the other chapter I did now.
It's so many.
Yeah, I did lots of good stuff. But it was interesting. The way that football and media intertwine, as I just said, and how they how I guess they're sort of completely interwoven now. I mean, mm-hmm. it wasn't always like that, of course, but charting the history of the very first commentator, for example, was fascinating. Mm. He was like a radio commentator, ex-army man who used to commentate on tennis and rugby and that other stuff, and they mm-hmm. thought, oh, this football thing might take off, so we'll give him a go on that. And I think in his first commentary ever, he set fire to his notes by accident with his pipe. And
I am assuming that Barry Davis gets a big old mensch.
Barry Davis in there, yeah.
But we won't give too much.
I think I might even touch on the Grays and Key debacle at one point.
You don't, do you? My goodness.
You have to buy it and find out. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I also wrote a love letter to grassroots football, to Sunday League football as well. So that's worth checking out. That was a lot of fun to do.
Absolutely.
Drawing on my, frankly, appalling Sunday League career for that.
Yeah. And Pete, did you do a biographical bit for Rob Lee?
Rob Lee does feature every now and again. Did a lot on Peter Beard.
Surprise, man.
Did a lot on Beardon and some of my favourite footballers. Scott Sellers, lovely old job. Yeah, so all that stuff.
It's just mid-90s Newcastle. Yeah.
I've got an extract, actually. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Before I know it, Luke's got both of my hands in his vice-like grip above my head. He's pinning me to the wall using his lips. Marcus's other hand grabs my hair and yanks down, bringing my face up. I've basically just copied out 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
I put all your names in it. So yeah.
That was the meeting, wasn't it? That was the...
You joke about it, but that's still a shitload of copies.
Yeah.
Well, the name of the book is The Football Ramble.
No, it's 50 Shades of Pete.
it's 50 Shades of Football Ramble. Yeah. But it is the name of the book is The Football Ramble. It's available to pre-order now.
Right now, you can pre-order The Football Ramble book. I've never been so excited, quite frankly. And it's going to be available as a hardback at £14.99, plus also as an e-book and an audiobook as well, read out by us lot, basically. Imagine us in your ears. Imagine that. It's going to be coming out on the 20th of October, so do look out for that. And pre-order it now, for crying out loud. TheFootballRamble.com will have all the details.
Yeah, with the softcover paperback to follow next year, hopefully.
There we are. So thank you very much for letting us talk to you a little bit about the book. What an exciting time to be alive.
Yeah, sorry to disturb your summer. Sorry to disturb your monsoon season. Come in with some raining book chat down on you.
Well, there we are. That's it. As I say, it's available to pre-order now, and the book available is on the 20th of October. Marvellous stuff. Gentlemen, say goodbye, Jim.
Book.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll be with you again soon.
On the 8th of August.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.